ain't no sacks no. Very few people pick with sacks anymore. Few niggas pick their own cotton got sacks.
Is that still a pretty good crop?
Oh, yes, sir. They make a bale, 2 bales an acre. Uh-huh. It's called how much fertilizer. Well, back in old days, they didn't have any fertilizer, you see. Now they got this nitrogen you put in the ground.
Mm-hmm. What would a bale?
500, weigh 500.
And what would that bring to the farmer then?
Well, those days back there, when Roosevelt went in there, cotton was a nickel, and it went on up to a dime, then went on up to 20-some-odd cents before he got out of there.
And that's...
Then again, get on the feet and buy Cadillacs again.
I see. Yeah, that's a pound and a... That's
a bale pounds. Is 500 pounds.
And the 20-cent figure is price per pound.
Per pound, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take this year now, lots of cotton I bought, I paid over $400 a bale.
400?
Yeah, well, one nigga came in here, had 2 bales of cotton, and last year, year before last now, I bought his cotton. He had, I think it was about the same date, and he told his wife, said, get me that in, Mr. When I sold him that first cotton last year. Said, one has got 7 bales in it. So I sold him 7 bales. And so he had it in his pocket. And I told him, he said, figure that cotton up and see what it is, those 2 bales, and I did. And he pulled that out and said, what? Now here's 7 bales you bought. How much money? Well, those 7 bales brought him $826, I believe. And these 4 bales, these 2 bales brought him 480, 440 some odd dollars. 2 bales brought him more than seven. I paid him 87 cents for it.
Yeah, the price really changes that fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I said, now this same man that came far named apples on you asked me about Roosevelt, what I thought the changes were. And I told him, I said, well, I'll tell you the truth about it. He's taught the farmer more about farming in 4 years than all the damn professors in 400 years, which he did.
You mean you taught him how to make money? Is that
yeah? How to make cotton? How to make money? Do you take now? When Roosevelt went in there, a Jersey cow was given about a half gallon to a gallon. When Roosevelt went out, you know what these Jerseys were milking? 4 to 5 gallons.
That much.
Breeding them up.
Well, did Roosevelt then bring these county agents in?
Yeah.
Is that
the
idea?
That's right.
And then these were scientists who would tell farmers how to.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that came in. It was part of the New Deal.
That's part of the New Deal.
Uh-huh. I see.
Well, now, you think lots of people don't like Roosevelt on account of the nigger, but he and Miss Roosevelt were the greatest two that ever been in that White House.
They certainly...
You know, they closed all these banks when he went in there. Most all of them.
And
they didn't close this bank, but they closed one at Dundee. And half of them in Clarksdale and half of those in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. And did they just go out of business, or, I mean, was it...
No, he just put them out of business. They closed up.
Oh,
we had 2 banks, yeah. One of them went broke.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know more about just ordinary, everyday life, as you can remember it. Anything that comes to your mind, say...
Well, those days, what you did now, you started making a crop. I furnished, I reckon, 40, 50 niggas right here. And if I get needing money, I just take those notes in the bank and borrow money on them. See? Then of course, lots of them now did something else and done. Lots of them charged 25% on the money and things like that.
Uh-huh.
I charged 10%. And I just charged that. If you use it a month, I still got 10%. If he used it a year, I still got 10% on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing about it, we started to furnish on March. Then we furnished till August. Then we didn't furnish no more. They give them the seed.